both sides of the ball on Sunday. There wasn't a regular amount of penalties, certainly in the first half.
Right.
How, as a coordinator and a coach and staff, I suppose, do you break those down and evaluate them and coach them up to minimize?
Well, we just talk through them. I think a lot of times, a lot of guys are aggressive or, really proud about how they play. But I think that we all look at them. You know, not all of them are we feel are all, correct. But at the same time, we have to correct them, talk about the players by playing with poise, using the right technique and putting ourselves in better position. Because a lot of times those penalties lead to points. You know, they put us in bad situations. And we don't need any more bad situations.
Cutler completed 75% of his passes when you guys blitz. What needs to get better when you guys blitz where you can actually reach the quarterback? And
blitzing is universal. It's about putting pressure. It's about getting the quarterback off the spot, and then you have to cover. And then you have to cover and make your plays and put yourself in the right leverage. So it's a connection between the rush and the coverage. They have to work together.
Good tackling team, and then after the Miami game, Jack, it's a tackling's got to be better. What were you not doing fundamentally there that you were doing earlier?
That's a good question. That's a good question, because we tackling is. I asked the guys, what's the one thing you're going to get from our defense? They say tackling, coach, and then they go out and miss the tackles. I think maybe the guys are trying really hard. It was a little wet and a little slippery early with the rain. But tackling at the end of the day is about want to, it's about getting the guy down. And it was unfortunate, but I don't think that's an example of who we are. I think the players understand the value that we put in tackling, and that good tackling is a good representation of your group. And I don't think that's something we'll get used to seeing.
You guys lost a couple of your top two rookies for quite a bit of the season, but you have played some rookies, both the defensive tackle and then linebacker.
Right.
This is at the point of the season where, including the preseason, they played 13 games and they got
right.
Seven to go. What are you seeing from these guys? A steady ascent? Have you seen
right. We see a lot of learning. I think they're making the same mistakes. They're not making the same mistakes over again. I think that they are surrounded by some good veterans, and I think that they are continuing to improve. I think as long as they stay available, stay healthy, and continue to learn, and I think that it's only making us all better, making them better, making us better. And I think that we like the track, we like the direction that they're going.
Good.
Sean seems as though he's responded well these past 2 weeks to the opportunities he's received. What has he shown you in that span?
Well, when he's had the opportunity, he's gone in and played well. They threw the ball deep on him the other night. He stayed on top. So I think that, he cares. And I think that it's offered Dexter a chance to get to play a little bit, and I think that for the group, they've been solid, and I think that we're continuing to improve, and I think this last half of the season, for us to get what we want, I think the group, the rush and the pass and the tackling and the turnovers and the red zone, all those things have to come together to get what we want in the second half.
Let OB get out there, I think, 7 snaps.
Yeah, wasn't that great? We were excited just to be out there and to be available and to run and to sweat and to get knocked down and to coach him on the sideline, to see how he responds to the pressure and see how he responds to the lights and the television and the coaching under the adverse situations. It's good to see, because you practice one way, but then you play. It's an entirely different situation, and the players are different under the stress. So he's cool, he's collected. You can talk to him, he listens, and it's not too big for him. So I think that as the games go, he'll get more time and he'll get more exposed to better players. And I think the next time we play, we have a pretty good matchups for him. So we'll see how he plays in the big matchups.
You seen guys that you've played with and that you've coached without naming names that sometimes their eyes aren't there, that it is too big?
Well, sometimes the practice is a little bit different than the games, and you have players that you see them in practice and sometimes they don't look as well, but the game comes on, they're gamers, and Obi seems the type that really likes the games.